Voiceovers.
Welcome back to Seabra.
Animated diagram of city streets.
We started off as a perfectly planned community.
Animated cheerleaders.
Full of cheer.
Then zombies showed up.
And then werewolves.
Animated fight scenes.
So naturally, well, supernaturally, we had some bumps along the way.
A sign reads, Unification Gate, Zombie Town, all are welcome.
But now we've all learned to live together. United.
Seabrook High School.
Seabrook is becoming a perfect place.
Well, almost. Monsters still have one big barrier to break through, like getting into college.
But if we win the championship football game tonight, we're going to have our first zombie recruited to college.
And the doors to higher ed will be open to all monsters.
Animated football game.
And then we'll all be together.
And maybe, in college, one special girl with white hair won't stand out.
And maybe she'll even find a place where she belongs.
So win tonight's football game and everything in Seabrook will be perfect.
So we can't let anything get in our way.
Animated scene of a meteor crashing into the Earth. Out of the light, the title appears. ZOMBIES3, a football player.
Hey, happy very-go-lucky zombie Zed here.
Football practice.
In Seabrook, humans, zombies, and werewolves are on the same team.
Hey, what up, dude?
Hey, Zed! Yo. Thanks to you, I'm a brand new man.
Yes.
No more going to the mall in pajama pants.
Yeah.
And no more living in my mom's basement.
Thank you, Zed!
Hi, Mom! I am so pumped for tonight's championship game. I prepared a victory dance. You want to see it?
Absolutely.
The coach jerks his arms around.
Took the game.
All right, popping and locking. Okay.
Tonight's game is really important, Coach, so I scripted all of our plays.
Oh, thank you so much, Zed. This is going to help us a lot.
I got
you. Thank you.
See ya.
Zed lines up with the other players. He touches a device on his wrist and transforms into a zombie with hollowed out eyes and cheeks. He crashes into the practice dummies and his super strength causes them to fly across the field. Students cheer from the sidelines. Zed hands out bottles to his teammates.
All right. We gotta keep our energy up tonight, boys. Peanut butter for you, bone and beef for you, and blended brains for me.
A young girl carrying a tablet.
Have to win this football game tonight, Zed. Win tonight and you'll be the first zombie to ever attend college.
I will. Don't worry. My little sister's out.
On screen.
Zombie kind's depending on you, so we can all go to college.
No pressure. My hacktivist best friend, Eliza. She's interning at Z Corp, maker of the Z Band. Yeah, I know. My zombie girl's breaking the glass ceiling.
Literally. I broke the glass ceiling today testing a prototype.
I am so getting recruited to Mountain College. This is gonna be a small step for zombies everywhere, and a giant step for me, because...
A white-haired cheerleader.
Hi, I'm Addison. And as cheer captain, it's my duty to support Seabrook. But this is personal. I'm going to Mountain College, and I really need Zed to win tonight's game and join me. So let's cheer a team to victory!
On the field, the football players gather to watch the cheer team, led by Addison. The squad of about 15 male and female dancers perform lifts and flips.
We are the mighty strength. We want to hear you shout. From the left and from the right, turn up the volume now. We want to lift you high. You'll never feel the ground. We'll get you up. We'll never stop. This is our hometown. We are the mighty strength. We want to hear you shout. From the left and from the right, turn up the volume now. We are the mighty strength.
Runs over to Zed. Other cheerleaders approach, including a couple arm in arm.
Hi.
You guys, tonight is our last chance to cheer at a Seabrook football game.
Because I'm a boomerah.
I know. I wish we could be cheerleaders forever, too. Maybe we should form science so high school never ends. Nah, we just have too much chemistry.
We are so gonna win tonight.
And when we do,
we'll be together forever.
The cheerleader looks at Addison and Zed.
Aww.
When I say C, you say Brook. C. C.
A shrimp mascot hands out pom-poms. A meteor streaks across the sky. A couple with streaked hair and fangs look up. The girl touches a glowing stone pendant around her neck.
Our moonstones are acting weird, Wyatt. Something big is happening.
Another meteor.
Something big is happening. Biggest football game in the universe.
Just the biggest in Seabrook.
She bares her fangs at a student.
You know how important a win is for all us monsters?
Seabrook needs you, Cheerwolf.
You want a fierce werewolf leader to rally a football team?
Come on.
He waves the Seabrook pennant. Later at night, the female werewolf addresses a crowd from the roof of a bus.
Let's tear these Eastside eels apart! Destroy them! Yeah!
She runs her claws along the metal roof, creating sparks. Wyatt.
Maybe just a bit too much, Ghost Spirit.
Get Armadi Shrimp on this bus so we can defend our turf! No outsiders mess with our pack! Yeah!
The crowd below includes the cheer squad students and adults.
When you're from Seabrook, you are Seabrook! Seabrook!
Zoe stands next to Wyatt holding the tablet. Eliza appears on screen.
Eliza!
Hey, Wyatt.
Hey, I can't believe you're not here for this. We all miss you.
Who misses her the most? Wyatt.
Wait, what did she say? I didn't hear what she said.
Okay, everyone!
Addison.
Let's give it up for our football team as they head off to victory! Here they come!
The shrimp mascot crashes through a giant paper banner led by a student wearing a sequin jacket who performs a series of flips. He approaches some cheerleaders.
Thank you for coming to see me off for my big game.
You're not even on the football team, Bucky.
That's President Bucky. And as president, all accomplishments are my accomplishments.
He takes a flyer.
It's gonna be a banner year for me now that I've organized the national cheer-off.
Addison organized the cheer-off.
She invited squads from all over to compete.
Zed leads the team through a cloud of smoke.
Go Seabrook! Hey! Seabrook! Seabrook! Go, 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 go!
Coach urges them onto the bus.
Woo! Let's go!
Zed to a female player.
Hey! You are going to kill it out there tonight, okay? Those eels, they think they can keep you caged up. They think they can keep you on a leash. But you are no cuddly puppy. You are a fierce beast of the forest.
This should be crazy!
So quick, go in there!
The werewolf player runs towards the bus. She crashes into it, creating a dent.
Too much?
Everyone stares. Zed.
Never too much. You do you.
Zebra!
Hey! Adults.
Check out the recruiter from Mountain College. He looks nervous.
Well, he's never seen monsters before, but he's got to recruit my boy, right?
Oh, I'm sure he will. I mean, keep calm and zombie on, right?
Yeah, right.
The recruiter to his colleague.
I'm telling you, Zed Nekrodopoulos is a star.
Well, maybe on the football field, but do we really want a monster in our classroom? Zombies and werewolves? Oh my.
It'll be fine. Woo! Come on.
The recruiters approach the adults.
Hey, I'm Zed's dad. Nice to meet you.
Zed, to Addison.
This is it. Together?
Forever.
Meteors!
Zoe points to the sky. Everyone looks up and sees the meteor explode. Zed.
Since the werewolves recovered the moonstone, meteor showers have been pretty regular.
It's so Seabrook. Come on.
Oh, here he is now.
Oh, hi.
I'm a recruiter for Mountain College. We need...
Distracted by the storm.
We need?
You need to recruit me to Mountain College?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
A huge triple saucer-shaped spaceship appears. It slowly lowers towards the ground.
A UFO!
The crowd scatters, including the recruiters.
I quit! I'll never leave home again!
Wait! Don't go! You have to recruit me to Mountain College!
One of the school band members picks up a horn and starts playing it. The spaceship responds. An electrical pulse sparks and topples over. It crashes onto the team bus, which bursts into flames. Panicked people run in all directions. Bucky hides behind a car with the horn player and a cheerleader.
Whoa, I can't deal, man! This can't be happening!
Is this real or something I'm imagining?
Three cheerleaders.
Am I hallucinating? Do you see what I'm seeing? This can't be werewolves, zombies, or human beings.
Werewolves.
Clouds down from the sky, something is here. We don't know why. Could be a threat. Let's put up a fight. We gotta protect the moonstone tonight. Set up perimeters here. Right now. Move our defenses there. Get down. Extraterrestrials all around. They're hovering over our town. Watch out.
Oh. Cheerleaders.
Falling from the stars. A distant galaxy. Oh. We're not sure who they are. friend or enemy. Now we really know that we're not alone. It's kinda scary though, but it's kinda cool. Film it on your phone, hiding at home. It's an alien invasion.
Bucky is spooked by the mascot Shadow. A lightning bolt strikes a police car and it explodes. Another car explodes. Zed and Addison look up at the ship.
It's an alien invasion!
They sing.
Today for all of this to go down. Take my hand, I'll get you somewhere safe until we figure this out.
I'll handle myself, thanks anyways, boo. We don't even know what they came here to do. This could be the start of something new. And if it's the end,
at least I'm with you.
The ground begins to crumble beneath their feet. They hold hands and run. The cheerleaders and werewolves join in the song.
Oh, falling from the stars, a distant galaxy. Oh, we're not sure who they are. Friend or
duck as lightning bolts destroy more vehicles. The adults.
It's an alien invasion!
Wyatt picks up the dropped tablet.
Eliza, I don't know what's gonna happen, but you should know. I like you.
Sorry, you got out there. What?
I like you. I really like you.
Oh, what was that?
The tablet is zapped out of his hands. It breaks in half. People scramble in all directions. Then, 10 figures wearing uniforms and face shields are beamed down from the ship. They sing and dance in formation.
Started on another planet, look where we at now. Scout ship crash landed underneath the ground. What's the cold in season north, the reason sounds? Utopia is close, we'll get the map and then be out. We come in peace, people, please don't be alarmed. Though we might seem evil, we don't mean you no harm. We've come a long way, travel near and far.
Aliens remove their face shields, revealing human-like faces. They have blue hair and silver embellishments on their temples. Three of them discover a metal object in the broken section of the street.
Sursa scout ship.
Precisely what I was thinking.
Yeah, we know, Allie, because we can read each other's minds.
Jinx on you.
One of them activates a hologram controller on their wrist. The object on the ground lights up and a voice emanates from within it.
This is Scout Commander 15-09. I proudly report my mission is complete. For centuries, we have been without a home, but I found Utopia, the perfect new planet for our people. I hid the coordinates in the most precious thing in Seabrook.
In Shumomo.
You must find the most precious thing in Seabrook. Find the most precious thing in Seabrook.
The file is corrupted.
We need to find their most precious thing. That's where we'll find our map to Utopia.
One of the zombie students comes rushing up to attack. The alien manifests a defensive shield. Werewolf students join the attack. The aliens, zombies, and werewolves fight in a choreographed dance. The punches, kicks, and flips are stopped by force fields. The students back off and the aliens dance and sing.
Don't overreact. They could be our friends.
Let's settle this
right here, right now.
Move our defenses there.
Get down.
Extraterrestrials all around.
They're coming to take over our town.
Watch out.
The two groups dance towards each other.
From the stars, a distant galaxy. Oh, we're not sure who they are. Friend or enemy. Now we really know that we're not alone. It's kind of scary, no heart. It's kind of cool. Feel it on your own.
Freeze and face each other. Zed touches his wrist device and transforms into a zombie. The werewolves join him and growl menacingly at the aliens. Addison pulls Zed back.
Zed, stop! Enough!
The aliens.
It seems our arrival may have caused a small, somewhat destructive energy surge.
It appears these angry beings may not give us their most precious thing willingly. Then we'll have to explain our presence without telling them our mission.
No.
One of the cheer competition flyers lands at their feet. They pick it up and read it.
Oh. I'm thinking what you're thinking.
To Zed.
Take us to your leader! Your cheer leader.
Bucky starts to step forward but gets pulled back. Addison.
Hi. We accept your invitation to the National Cheer Off.
Addison smiles. The parents.
Theme Patrol, arrest them!
The aliens smile. Later at the police station, observing the aliens on screens.
Great idea, separating the aliens, Principal Lee.
Not my first time dealing with spacey teens.
Bucky.
They're probably here to clone me to create an unstoppable cheer force. I mean, who wouldn't want more of me?
Well, they're uninvited and have to leave.
Addison.
But we invited everyone to our cheer off to compete for the Super Cup.
You can't just give away my bling.
I don't intend to lose. And I always believed that cheer could bring people together, maybe even worlds together.
Or tear our worlds apart. Mark my words, these aliens are here to take what's ours.
An alien enters the room.
Hey.
Greetings. Did you want me to continue waiting alone?
I think that would be... Yes?
Yes.
Best, yes.
Very well. Shall I redon your ceremonial jewelry and rewire your door panel?
That would be dynamite. Yeah.
Oh. May you find harmony.
He leaves with the broken handcuffs and disabled door lock. In an interrogation room, Zed and another football player.
Bonzo, let's not deal with the alien invasion right now. I'm kind of in an impossible situation.
I understand. To get here, we developed interstellar flight, defeated space squids, traversed a carnivorous black hole. Twice.
Okay, not that impossible. Because of you, I can't get into Mountain College. The recruiter quit and zombies can't apply.
The alien produces some goggles.
Mountain College. Downloading.
They put them on and touch them.
What are they doing?
Data streams across the lens. The alien takes off the goggles and looks at Zed.
Too bad you are not exceptional. The only way for you to get in is to prove that you are exceptional. Mountain College has a separate application for an exceptional student scholarship, and it does not specifically prohibit zombies.
Bonzo.
Zetsuki. Sakura.
Yeah, Sakura, that sounds exactly like me.
Perhaps exceptional means something else in this galaxy.
Okay, you know what? Believe me, I'm impressive.
You guys like that.
Okay.
Meh, I do not see it.
Whatever. I am going to get that scholarship to Mountain College and knock down the door to higher education for all monsters. Yeah! So,
they bump chests.
Why are you so agitated?
Oh, we are not agitated. We are happy. You found a loophole, a way this zombie can get into college.
He raises his hand for a high five, then slaps it himself.
All right.
Oh, emotions are messy for telepaths, so we suppress them. But they do seem interesting.
You can all come on out.
One of the other aliens, Allie, walks with the werewolf students.
We have many advancements to share with your primitive people. We even created a digestible bacterial fermentation of lactose at sub-zero stasis.
They meet up with the others.
Bro, yeah, we got that too.
Impressive.
If you're here to invade Seabrook, our pack won't go down without a fight.
We do not want your one-star planet. They are so emotional.
Yes, but when in Seabrook, I'm going to disengage our emotional suppressors. Personally, I'm excited to see what emotions feel like.
They manipulate the hologram controller on their wrist.
Excited? That's an emotion. It feels so exciting.
The adults.
We've decided to let you stay until after the cheer competition, but not a day later.
Thank you, Mayor. We are honored to join your cheer competition.
Allie.
What is cheer?
Addison.
Oh, don't worry. I'll show you later.
Also, what is competition?
When you challenge others to prove you the best?
No, we are a harmonious people. We do not compete amongst ourselves. Although that is an intriguing concept, is it not?
Hi, I'm Zed, zombie, football star, generally well-liked.
Oh. I am Alan, extraterrestrial.
Hey, the haters say I'm a little extra, too.
Zed extends his hand.
Oh, competition.
No, it's just a handshake.
Alan zaps him with an electrical charge.
Ah! 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 Did I win?
No, you did. Yeah, you did not win.
Apologies. Our people have a special stardust spark
that some lesser species may find painful.
The werewolf student snarls.
Welcome to Seabrook.
The next day, an aerial view of the waterfront community with an image of the massive spaceship reflected in the water. The three aliens beam down from the ship.
Alan, did you remember your midday rations?
Yes, Mothership.
Allie, did you remember your thermal overgarment?
Yes, Mothership.
And Aspen, don't forget your mission to find the interstellar map to our new home planet.
Mothership, shh, secret mission.
Okay, no need to bite your mothership's head off.
They approach Bonzo and a cheerleader at the school door. Allie.
I hope you take this opportunity to learn from our advanced intelligence.
She pushes on the door repeatedly.
You have to pull.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Allie smiles and pulls the door open. They enter. Outside, Addison greets Zed as he exits a townhouse.
Oh.
Hi. Aren't the aliens amazing? They have a non-hierarchical approach to leadership. They're a fashion-forward, peaceful people.
Okay, well, they did kind of blow up Seabrook, right?
Well, it was an accident, Zed. I mean, just imagine the courage needed to come to a new planet. I mean, I'm just nervous about going away to college alone.
Zed looks at the ground.
Well, not alone, but with you.
Right. I am so getting into Mountain College. We are going to be together forever.
She kisses his cheek. They sing.
It's you and me for the rest of our lives together.
We're not breaking up, we're not falling out, we won't change, I hope.
Living perfectly, so happily till forever.
When it comes to trust, there's nothing that we can't say.
They dance in front of a slow-moving bulldozer.
Not worried, definitely not worried at all.
So disturbing how all of these stars align.
We're not nervous and totally unconcerned.
They dodge the bulldozer, then dance through a construction zone.
We're gonna be fine, so fine. Ain't no doubt about it, it's working all right, all right. All I'm thinking about is how everything's gonna be okay. No complications in our way, it's fine, we're fine. Ain't no doubt about it.
Honestly,
they dance across a grate, which partially covers a large opening.
Yeah, we're old enough to know we're in love, that's no lie.
But we're 17, if you promise me that we'll always be on the same page.
Then I promise too, I'll be choosing you every time.
Every time?
We're not worried.
They dance across an archery shooting range. Arrows fly past them.
Disturbing how all of these stars align.
We're not nervous and totally unconcerned.
With oh,
things uncertain.
We're gonna be fine, so fine. Ain't no doubt about it, it's working all right, all right. All I'm thinking about is how everything's gonna be okay. No complications in our way, it's fine, we're fine.
They skip into the school, the aliens.
It's all going according to plan. It's all falling right into our hands. Nothing to it, let's get it moving, moving. Find the map and be on our way home. Before you know it, what we needed, mission completed.
Zed and Addison.
Not worried, definitely not worried. So disturbing how all of these stars align. We're not nervous and totally unconcerned with things uncertain.
This isn't gonna be good.
We're gonna be fine, so fine. Ain't no doubt about it, it's working out right.
Werewolves.
There's no way they came across the galaxy just to cheer. Why are they really here?
They come face to face with a group of aliens.
Better watch your step. We will watch our step. Thank you for the warning.
Allie holds up an oval-shaped device.
Smile.
How cool, an alien camera.
A beam of light briefly touches their faces. The aliens smile and move on.
Whoa, what just happened?
The werewolves blink. Wyatt rubs his head. Later at school, Bucky approaches Addison.
Addison, Listen, you can't help those invaders.
Werewolf.
Back off, Bucky. Your cousin's the cheer captain now, not you.
Thanks, Willa.
But Bucky is right.
I'm right? Yes, of course I'm right.
A little right. I don't trust the aliens, Addison. Last time outsiders swooped into Seabrook, our moonstone was stolen.
And this time, we might lose our shot of getting into Mountain College.
Which is why we need to protect what's ours. The Seabrook Cup, my legacy, me, in general. Right, Willa? Or should I say, Wacy?
You should not.
She bares her fangs. Bucky runs off.
Don't worry about the aliens. I'm not afraid of a little competition.
Zed holds the two halves of the broken tablet.
I have a real shot of getting into Mountain College. I wish you were here to help me with the exceptional student application.
Eliza.
I am here. Turn around.
A tablet on a robotic stand.
I whipped up a little something with the spare parts laying around Z-Corp.
This is amazing, Eliza. Elizica?
Bonzo.
Chua Magraza.
No, the aliens didn't imprison me in this robot body. I did this.
Risquito?
Yeah, I would have made myself taller, too.
To a laptop.
At least I didn't fail my driver's test, Bonzo. Twice.
That was a...
Sorry, low blow. You're a genius.
When's your application due?
Today, so not technically last minute.
Okay, let me get this straight. The only way you can get in is as an exceptional student? Okay, hold on. Let me pull up your transcript.
The transcript appears on screen.
Hey, check it out. I'm ranked third in our class for grade point average.
Gruskaka.
It changes to ninth.
Gruskoko.
What, I'm ninth now?
No, that's wrong.
The number changes again.
I'm ranked 18th? Wait, okay, this doesn't make sense at all. All these grades ahead of me are...
otherworldly.
Principal Lee.
Zed.
She shows them the aliens in a classroom.
They did the entire course in 23 minutes. It only took them that long because they couldn't figure out how to work a pencil sharpener.
Allie breaks a pencil. Aspen successfully works the sharpener.
Look! The utensil is functional again!
The aliens stole all my class rankings.
On a sports record board, Coach replaces Zed's name with Allen's.
And beat my athletic records. What?
Hey! Holy Zed! Allen just obliterated your best time. He made crop circles around you. Bench press records blew yours away. High jump, he's a VFO. Very identifiable flying object. He has six-pack abs.
Allen.
I can get to eight, Coach. Just give me time.
And the best part, the laws of gravity do not apply to them.
Allen levitates.
I'd be happy to dunk on you, Zed.
That'd be fun to see.
Robot Eliza.
Oh, there goes a chance. Allen monsters will never get in.
Allen approaches Zed.
Being better than others is very enjoyable.
Hey, aliens, you are ruining my chances to get into Mountain College.
Allie.
Oh, I do not like this conflict.
I cannot wait to leave this Discord.
Yeah, okay, so then why don't you just go back to your own planet?
Because it was destroyed.
Aspen.
We don't have a home.
I am so sorry. I'm sorry, I really am. You know, as tough as things have been for zombies, we've always had Zombie Town. Is there anything I can do?
They stare at him.
You would help us?
Later in the cafeteria.
With our Luma lenses, we probed all the mines of Seabrook.
Mine probes? Why would you do that?
To learn about cheer. Obviously cheer.
Okay, but what about people's privacy? I mean, you can't just scan people's...
Hey, what is that?
The oval device.
Oh, your biology teacher's brain scan.
Is that my test? A D plus? Oh, that is... Ouch.
I could beat that easily.
You were unfairly marked. Your answers correctly highlight the purpose of brains. For zombies.
Your teacher does not understand zombie culture.
Allen swipes his hand over the device. The grade changes to a B-.
There. That's the grade you should have gotten.
Yes! Just like that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something you can do for us.
An image of a gem appears in the device.
This image appears in many scans. What is it?
That is the Moonstone. It is the most precious thing in Seabrook. It's the life force for werewolves.
Instrumomo.
But stay away from it, because the werewolves won't let any outsiders near the Moonstone.
You are so caring.
Aspen hugs him.
Okay, well,
Zed, we shall reward your help by improving your application.
It's not rocket science, but knowing rocket science won't hurt.
What does that expression mean?
It means that the universe has sent me an intergalactic alien dream team to help get this zombie into college!
He raises his hand for a high five. Alan holds up three fingers.
Okay.
Eliza.
This looks really good. How'd you get the application done so fast?
Outside, Zed.
I got friends in high places. What can I say?
This is huge. Zed, you did it.
Bonzo slaps his back.
Yeah. And all I have left is the home interview for Mountain College.
Zombie kind is depending on you.
Yeah. It's all on me.
Kazoo.
Hey, don't worry, man. I got this.
They make claw gestures and run off. Wyatt approaches.
Liza, is that you?
Robot.
Cool, right? You know, can't beat zombie tech.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't underestimate wolf tech.
He twirls his moonstone.
Hey, I was thinking, maybe we could have, like on a, you know, most study date or...
Suddenly, the moonstone glows and flies out of his hand. The robot Eliza shuts down.
Zed?
Now, cheerleaders from another school exit a pizza place followed by their eel mascot.
We gotta get to practice.
Seabrook's shrimp mascot, Shrimpy, is on its way in. The two mascots circle each other. Shrimpy heads inside, where Addison sits at a table with some of her squad.
Everything's all set for cheer practice tonight, Captain. Great, thanks, Stacy.
Aspen startles her.
Fear! I recognize that emotion.
Aspen sits facing Addison.
Oh, great leader of cheer, I need your help.
Yeah, of course.
I have a feeling I cannot define. My palms are sweaty and it feels like space moths are in my stomach.
Space flu. I think you have a crush, Aspen.
Crush?
No, it's when you like someone. You know, love.
I do not know.
It's when you connect with someone in a really strong way.
And desire somewhat irrationally to be with them? Huh? Yes, that is it! Who's the lucky person? A zombie.
Bonzo is so not available? Hey, hold my glasses, Daddy.
I love Zed.
You love Zed? Aspen, I love Zed.
We both love Zed. How wonderful.
Aspen gives Addison a hug.
Yeah, you can't like her boyfriend.
One must control who they love?
Mm-hmm. No. You can't control love. But Zed and I are a couple, and we want to be together for...
Forever?
Well, if he gets into Mountain College, then yeah, forever.
Or maybe he will not get in, change his mind, and love me when you go away.
let's talk about this after practice.
Practice? Sounds fun.
Yeah, and we'll show you why the Mighty Shrimp are the best cheerleaders in the galaxy.
Next, in an auditorium, the alien cheer squad practices on stage wearing silver costumes. Alan leads the dance routine, which features robot-like moves and high gravity-defying flips. Bucky and the Seabrook squad stand watching. On stage, the elaborate routine continues with the aliens dancing and flipping in perfect formation. Bucky shrugs, trying not to look impressed. After posing in two identical pyramids, the aliens perform multiple flips, then five of them levitate to form an inverted floating pyramid, supported by Alan. Utopia! A Seabrook cheerleader's mouth drops open. Addison's eyes widen. The aliens float back down to the stage and pose. The routine ends. Utopia! The Seabrook squad applaud half-heartedly. The aliens approach, all smiles. Allie.
Our telepathic groupthink makes cheer so easy.
Yes, we are even better than you, and you've practiced your whole life.
The Seabrook cheerleaders are not smiling. Aspen.
So fun. Thank you for inviting us.
The aliens move on. Addison addresses the sullen group.
Hey, it's us against them, and we are going to win. We're not going to let them take what's ours.
Like
Bucky.
The Seabrook Cup.
Right, the Seabrook Cup. Go, Seabrooks!
Yes, that's the spirit. See, your squad just needed a common enemy to motivate you.
No. We are going to win because this squad loves each other, not because we hate anyone else. It's not who we are.
This cheer off is our last chance to cheer together. And to win it, we have to try a triple hip-hop double-tuck Lindy.
That move's impossible.
I can't do that move without face planting.
And his face cannot take another nose job.
Together, we can do anything. Come on, guys, let's go.
They head to the stage. At the back of the auditorium, the aliens.
Now that they're distracted, we can vaporize them.
Oh, don't look at me like that.
Ellie, we are a peaceful people.
Right. Sorry, these emotions are getting to me.
Oh, me too. The joy of competition has consumed me, and unfortunately, I am just so good at winning. We must remember, we are one people.
United, without disagreement.
And we need to find the Moonstone.
Later at night, a werewolf student leaves a frozen yogurt shop. The employee locks up behind her. She stops and sniffs the air, then whirls around to find the aliens. Allie shines a twinkly light into her eyes. The student drops her yogurt into Allie's hand and walks away.
Now they'll never know we were here.
They approach the large moonstone. When he gets close, Alan is struck by a burst of energy.
There's a force field around it, which I most definitely saw.
Aspen manifests a ball of energy with their wrist device. They toss it at the stone.
Not anymore.
Most impressive.
Yes. The Moonstone's crystal formation would have the processing power to hold our map's coordinates.
Allie eats the yogurt.
Well, I meant the frozen yogurt's impressive.
Symbols appear on Aspen's flat oval device.
The scan's complete, and the coordinates are... not hidden here. Mission failure.
Alan touches the stone's protective cage. He gets zapped with bolts of energy.
Didn't hurt that bad.
A burned fingertip.
Are we Momo?
This stone interferes with our stardust. It's very powerful.
Someone's coming. Mothership, beam us up now!
Mothership, beam us up! Do our laundry. Calculate the transtemporal quantum jump. You'll stay down there until you learn some manners.
Too late. Everyone hide.
They run off in different directions. A group of werewolf students approach the stone, led by Willa and Wyatt.
Someone's been trespassing on our turf.
Willa holds up a hand near the cage.
Someone's taken down our force field.
A werewolf picks up the yogurt cup.
And someone's been eating our froyo. And it's all melted. The hunt is on!
Alan runs into an alley with boxes piled up on either side. He reaches a dead end. Using his wrist device, he rearranges crates and boxes into a high pile. He hides behind it. The werewolves assemble at the entrance to the alley. Willa sings.
Got a hunch, you're all around us. You broke our trust, so things got serious. You can run, run all you want. We know what you've done. You're not welcome out here.
Wyatt.
Cause we are hunters. Don't wanna freak you out, but we are monsters.
You can run, run all you want. We know what you've done. You're not welcome out here. Hands down, you made us an enemy.
They start to take down the boxes. Alan throws an energy ball as a distraction, and they leave the alley. A precision dance routine in the street.
Dark in the park, in the wild, hey, come on out now. In the streets, in the trees, in the night, hey, come on out.
They dance on top of and around a car in which Allie is hiding.
Wow, until we find you, savages hunting under the full moon. You can run, run, run away to the Milky Way. You're not welcome out here.
This is our land, our territory, so we will end your part of the story.
Yeah, you can run, run like the wind, call your mommy ship. You're not welcome out here. Hands down, you made us an enemy. Cries out, we'll find you eventually.
They tear off the roof of the car. Allie has disappeared. She reappears hiding behind the car.
Come on out, come out, come on out now.
They dance around the moonstone.
In the dark, in the park, in the wild, hey, come on out. Streets and the trees in the night, hey, come on out now. You are playing with a fiery mind, but you're never gonna take our pride. Don't mess around with Zombie Town, we'll track you down wherever you are. Listen up, if a stone goes missing, listen, listen up, you will never be forgiven. No, listen, we'll do anything to track it down. So come on out now.
Aspen hides behind a giant flower pot.
In the park, in the wild, hey, come on out now. In the streets, in the trees, in the night, hey, come on out now.
knocks over a garbage can as a distraction, then disappears. Allie and Alan are together.
Mothership, please beam us up.
Well, since you said please.
They are beamed up. Aspen is also beamed up from their location. They all reappear in a white chamber. They march out.
Hello. You're welcome.
On stage at cheer practice, rings of light suddenly surround Addison. She starts to fade away. She disappears, then reappears in the white chamber.
What is going on?
She looks around, then walks out. She turns and heads down a long, white, octagon-shaped corridor. There is a round window at the far end. As Addison approaches it, a hand touches her shoulder. She whirls around and punches Zed.
Miss Yaw!
Sorry, reflexes. Zed.
What are you doing here?
I got beamed up. What are you doing here?
Aspen asked if I could help with my knowledge at Seabrook.
Oh, poor thing. They're trying to spend alone time with you.
Alone time? Why? Okay, well, I do have universal appeal.
Hey, be nice. Aspen's new to feelings and human relations. Beware, intruder!
Addison?
Allie, Alan, and Aspen approach.
Mothership beamed you aboard?
We have no choice but to
vaporize you.
Allie.
Oh, right. Welcome you.
Sorry.
Addison and Zed follow the aliens into a white room. In the center of the room is a circular panel which surrounds a beam of twinkling light.
This is Scout Commander.
You have a wonderful home.
It helps me enforce my mission.
It is a marvelous ship, but it is not our home.
Our planet was destroyed by environmental blight built up over many years.
What? Over years? Didn't anyone try to stop it?
No. And we lost everything. No one spoke up. That would have led to disagreements. We value harmony.
And we will remain one people, in harmony, at any cost.
To Allie.
You seem angry.
I'm not angry. I'm just in harmony in a super hostile way. I need to get off this planet.
We need your help. But first...
Aspen has great feelings for you. Ah, right, about that.
I've been doing research, Zed. Couples can grow apart.
But we are not a couple.
No, we are not. I am breaking up with you. I'm sorry. We do not have tissues aboard, but you can use my sleeve if you must cry.
What?
We'll always have the invasion.
Zed nods. Alan.
As you can see, they have mastered the interaction of your species and feels you can both be trusted.
Aspen.
Years ago, our scout crashed in Seabrook and hid a map to Utopia, a new home for aliens. We came here to find it.
Wait, I thought you said you were here for cheer.
That was a deception. We were afraid you would not allow us to find the map, since it's hidden in the most precious thing in Seabrook.
So that's why you kept asking about the Moonstone?
Yes. But our scans came back negative. It's not there. What else is precious in Seabrook?
Well, cheer, mostly, but you can't hide coordinates in the routine.
To Zed.
Do not touch. We're repairing the files of our scouts' logs.
With no success.
I mean, have you guys tried banging it? It works whenever my old TV's on the fritz.
Banging? That's highly sensitive cosmic tech you can't just...
Zed bangs it.
Ouch! Oh, that seems to have worked.
A blurred face appears in the light beam.
Playing scout's log.
This is Scout Commander 15-09. I proudly report my mission is complete. For centuries, we have been without a home, but I found Utopia, the perfect new planet for our people. I hid the coordinates in the most precious thing in Seabrook. You must find the most precious thing in Seabrook. Many decades ago, out of fuel, my scout ship crashed on this planet. I would have died if not for a young humanoid, Eli. He hid me and nursed me to health. But with no ship to take me home, I was forced to hide my true identity.
I know how that feels.
I joined Eli in his school, and I discovered my passion. Cheerleading. I even created a trophy.
The Zebra Cup.
But no longer in contact with our people. My hair grew white, and I lost my stardust power.
Addison touches her own white hair.
Though I gained something else, a family. Eli and I fell in love and married, and we named our firstborn Amashanta, but we always called her Missy.
Addison.
That's my mom's name.
The scout commander removes the shield from her face, revealing a senior-aged woman with long white hair.
Grandpa?
Addison reaches out to touch the image. It disappears. Zed.
The alien scout was your grandma!
My grandma! Grandma Angie was an alien? My mom's an alien?
You're part alien. That's why the ship beamed you up, too.
Zed, I know who I am!
Zed hugs her. Aspen hugs her. Zed moves to hug Aspen, but Aspen backs off.
We have too much history, Zed.
Aspen pulls a cylinder out of the panel. They open it to reveal one of the small oval devices.
We found this Luma lens on the scout ship. It belonged to your grandmother.
Aspen gives it to Addison. It sparkles and glows in the palm of her hand. She smiles. Allie.
Now, do you possess our spark? Can you lift the Luma lens?
Holding the Luma lens in her palm, Addison stares at it and concentrates.
I can't.
Aspen.
Our relationship with Stardust defines us. Our technology would not work for you.
You cannot share in our telepathy.
Nor survive travel with us.
No, this is who I am. This is where I belong. It all makes sense.
I'm sorry. You do not have our spark. You are not truly one of us.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
She runs off.
Addison.
Zed chases after her. Aspen.
I feel deep sorrow.
Alan nods. Allie manipulates the panel.
Wait. The scout's trophy contains materials from our planet.
What could be more precious than an artifact from our home world?
The map is there. We must win that trophy.
Addison and Zed are beamed back down to Earth.
The aliens won't accept me? I may be part alien, but I'm still totally alone.
Addison, because of you, no one in Seabrook ever has to feel alone. You made this a place for people to call home.
He holds out his hands and Addison takes them.
I'll still help the aliens find the map to their new home.
Good. And whatever happens, you have to go to Mountain College, whether I get in or not.
She smiles at him.
Doesn't matter how far away we are from each other, we will always be together.
You'll do great on your interview tomorrow.
I better. Everyone's counting on me to be the first zombie to go to college.
You're not alone either, Zed.
They hug.
Come on.
He puts his arm around her and they walk off. Later, Addison sits on her bed looking at a photo album. Photos of a young Addison and her mother playing with pom-poms.
Where did you hide the map, Grandma?
She picks up the Luma lens and holds it in her palm. It briefly lights up. She shoves it under the blanket. Her mother enters.
Mom, where was Grandma Angie from?
Seabrook, dear. Born and raised. Why?
Because, never mind. Good night.
Night.
She smiles at Addison and leaves the room. Robot Eliza.
Attention, everyone! If Zed can prove that monsters are exceptional, doors will open for all of us.
You're gonna ace your driver's test, Zombu? Right now, focus. Zed needs a...
All right, everybody, listen up. We only get one shot. Zed's interviewer, Mrs. Crabtree, is gonna be here in an hour.
Sir Gopha!
Bonzo points.
Who's early?
Eliza sees a woman on her screen.
Seabrook, we have a problem.
Zed with werewolves.
You're making history today, Zed. First zombie to even interview for college.
Hey, you show them what monsters can do.
Right. I am going to slay her with my killer zombie charm.
Yeah.
Or not. Probably not. I don't know. We will see.
Bonzo and his girlfriend come running over.
Yeah.
What? She's early.
Zed stands.
I'm kind of freaking out, and not in the best way. More like a heart beating out my chest because I'm stressed.
You're the best football player that I've ever seen.
You'll be fine. You're a charismatic green machine.
What if you're wrong and I bomb this interview?
Zog, zig, zog, ziggy, ziggy, zog.
True, but what if that's not enough?
You've united these creatures.
You have the heart of a wolf.
You're a leader.
I hate to say, but I'm nervous. How do I prove I deserve this? I'm trying to be a perfect zombie, and everybody's counting on me. I'm exceptional, Zed.
They all dance.
Family and friends. So I just gotta forget the doubts and get up out of my head. Cause I'm exceptional, Zed. I'm out here doing my best. Today I gotta be good to go, so I'll say it over again. I'm exceptional, Zed.
They run over to the crowd of supporters. There are balloons and banners in Zed's honor.
Time to live up to the hype.
The world's yours. You can change
Thanks
it.
Thanks to you, I moved out.
Now I live in his basement.
I've had so many failures.
You've had more successes.
I'm Mayor Wells, and I approve this message.
Am I really that great?
In case you forgot, you've changed the whole school.
Whether I like it or not.
You're smart, you work hard, you can make it all happen.
You speak zombie, and that's a dead language, like Latin.
Yeah, you're right.
Everyone dances behind him.
I hate to say, but I'm nervous. I do approve, I deserve this. I'm trying to be a perfect zombie. And everybody's counting on me. I'm exceptional, Zed.
He gets a haircut.
So my family and friends. So I just gotta forget the doubts and get up out of my head. Cause I'm exceptional, Zed. I'm not in doing my
He gets new clothes.
Today I gotta be good to go. So I'll say it over again. I'm exceptional, Zed.
Zoe. Addison.
I believe in you. You're exceptional. And I know you can do this.
I can do this.
You can do this.
I can do this.
You can do this.
They all dance down the street.
I'm exceptional, Sam.
With his arm around Addison, Zed approaches Mrs. Crabtree, who stands with his father and sister.
What did you do to deserve all of this?
I have no idea. Thank you.
Robot Eliza.
Progress for you is progress for us all.
To Addison.
Why don't you join us to start? I understand you've already been accepted.
Addison nods.
Let's go inside.
Zed's father pours some thick, lumpy liquid into a broken cup.
I found your application persuasive.
Well, I'm just doing my zombie best.
She looks at the drink nervously.
Our biggest concern is that you could turn into a monster at any time.
Yes, I am a monster, but completely safe. Zombies eating brains? Thing of the past.
Zed can control his zombieing out.
She touches him, causing an electric shock.
Look at that. We have electricity.
I must have rubbed my foot on the carpet.
Despite being a zombie, how would you positively impact Mountain College?
Despite?
That is a fair question. I think what I bring to the table...
Addison touches his hand. He gets zapped again.
You okay there?
Yeah, no, great. Just give me a second to... I just need to use the restroom real quick.
Zed hurries out. Addison rushes into the kitchen.
What happened?
I don't know. I just lost control.
She touches his arm. He starts to transform.
He's coming from me.
Not now. I gotta focus.
The next shock throws him against the wall. The dining room.
Zombie delicacy. They're made with real fish guts.
In the kitchen.
Wait. It's your powers. Your alien powers.
I have their spark. It must have taken longer to affect me.
Addison Rosalind Wells, you are an alien.
They hug. A huge bolt of electricity sends Zed flying into the wall.
Is everything all right in there? Yes, we're fine. I can't wait to tell the aliens at the cheer off tomorrow. My mom's going to freak out. She has no idea. She's going to freak out. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I really...
She accidentally zaps him with a ball of energy. He goes flying into the dining room. Now a full zombie, he staggers to his feet. Mrs. Crabtree runs out. Zed returns to normal.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be.
Mrs. Crabtree runs outside, followed by Zed and Addison.
Wait, please.
She stops. The whole crowd falls silent. Mrs. Crabtree turns to face Zed. Zed looks back at Addison, who nods encouragingly. He sings.
I know that I may be different. Who that's exceptional isn't. We have a spark that can change things. It's not a curse, it's amazing. I'm exceptional, Zed, and so are all my family and friends. We're artists, athletes, and activists who always give it our best. And we don't need to pretend, cause we won't ever fit in. And we're not just awesome in spite of that. We take pride in that instead. We're all exceptional.
Mrs. Crabtree nods and smiles slightly.
We'll take that into consideration.
Now, at an arena, Addison admires the Silver Cheer Championship trophy. It consists of two hands holding a textured sphere with symbols encircling the base.
Those symbols! That's the alien language! The Seaber Cup! Of course! That must be where my grandma hid the map to Utopia! The aliens have to win it, or I do.
Bucky looks up at the trophy.
Ah, yes. She is beautiful.
To the alien squad.
Too bad you'll be way too nervous to win her when the pressure is on.
Aspen.
I look forward to being nervous.
Alan.
Eat my stardust, Seabrook.
Bucky looks confused.
Did I correctly talk trash?
Bucky nods. The aliens move on. Bucky looks up at the trophy.
Farewell, sweet bling.
He spots a Luma lens on top of a gym bag.
Ooh.
He picks it up.
What do we have here?
The lens zaps his eyes.
What do we have here?
The werewolves arrive.
What do we have here?
They see Bucky.
What do we have here?
The lens repeatedly zaps him.
What do we have here? What do we have here?
Later, the competition in progress.
It's been an exciting evening here at the National Cheer Up.
We discovered alien life this week, but the big question in the universe is who will win the Seabrook Cheer Cup?
Zed in the audience with his family.
Yeah, okay!
On stage, the Eel Squad performs a series of synchronized lifts, flips, and pyramids.
Oh, the Eastside Eels are really bringing it.
Bucky with the werewolves.
Now remember, this priceless thingy is mine. So tell me what it is. Now! Now! Now!
So catty. Clearly not raised by...
Eliza on her laptop.
I bet I'm the first intern to ever hack alien tech.
A whirling ball of red energy appears on her screen.
It's fire.
Wyatt.
Let me try my moonstone.
He holds the stone to the lens. Sparks fly. Eliza.
It worked. It's a mind probe.
Images of Bucky appear in the lens.
Look at all those people thinking of me!
That's just your mind scan, Bucky.
Images of kittens playing. Wyatt.
Oh, Winter, you like cat videos.
Winter.
Everyone likes kittens.
Next, various images of Eliza.
We'd be honored. Wyatt?
Why does your mind probe have so many memories of me?
You have a crush on me?
Eliza smiles. Willa.
Enough with this mushy stuff. Find out what the aliens are up to.
Video from the alien ship.
This is Scout Commander. You must find the most precious thing in Seabrook.
Winter.
The aliens lied about their mission.
Willa.
We knew they were shady all along. Who knows what else they're lying to us about? Bucky, alert the Z-Patrol.
Help, help! Z-Patrol, we need help!
Bucky runs off. On stage, the East Side Eels continue their cheer routine.
The Eels look electric as they try to slither their way to victory. And that excites me.
Another announcer.
Me too.
Me three.
The crowd cheers, including Addison's parents and Zed and his family. Zed picks up a large phone and extends the antenna.
Hello, this is Zed Necrodopolis. Yes, I gotta take this. I love you.
He rushes to the concourse.
Yes, this is he. This is I. This is Zed Necrodopolis. Really?
He pumps his fist excitedly.
Okay. Wow, all right. Well, thank you so much. All right, bye-bye. Oh, I just got accepted into Mountain College. They're even inviting other monsters to apply. We are breaking down barriers, people. I gotta tell Addison.
He sees several emergency vehicles converge outside. officers run towards the building.
I gotta warn the aliens.
On stage, the eels conclude their routine with a series of single leg lifts.
And next, a team not afraid to get astrophysical.
From out of this world, give it up for the aliens!
Zed.
Stop. Do not go out there.
But we need to win the Cheer Cup. Our future depends on it.
And winning tastes so good, Zed.
Z Patrol is looking for you. They are not going to let you compete.
But without our amount, we'll forever wander the galaxy without a home.
Well, you better hope Addison sticks her landing and wins it for you.
The aliens look at each other anxiously.
Let's go.
They follow Zed away from the stage. Announcers.
Our extra-talented extraterrestrials are not taking the stage.
Backstage, Addison smiles as she practices levitating her Luma lens with her hands. Announcers.
And on this planet, that means the aliens are disqualified.
Addison.
They're disqualified? Now it's up to me to get the map.
So instead, next up is our final team, Seabrook's Mighty Shrimp!
Bonzo's girlfriend approaches.
Finn, we have to win this Seabrook Cup. The people I care about are counting on it.
We will win, Addie, because we have you.
Addison nods confidently. She approaches the others who are excitedly getting ready. She sings.
My head's been spinning around in circles, just trying to figure out who I am. I felt so stuck, like I'm caught between worlds, but now I understand why I've been feeling like a stranger in my own life. And I've been blending in for too long, but now's my time to shine. I'm finally me, I'm gonna shout it out. What's lost has now been found. Can't damn this light inside me. I'm finally me, no longer gonna hide. I'm just like dynamite. Can't hold me back, now I'm free.
She joins the rest of the squad. Head for the stage.
I'm stronger now, more than ever before. Nothing can hold me back. I'm laser focused, confident, and so sure, leaving doubt in the past. 'Cause I was feeling like a stranger in my own life. And I've been blessed.
On stage.
Finally me, I'm gonna shout it out. What's lost has now been found. Can't feel this light inside me. I'm finally me, no longer gonna hide. I'm just like dynamite. Can't hold me back, now I'm free. I'm finally me, yeah, I'm shining so brightly. Can't dim this light inside me. No.
Synchronized backflips.
We will rise to victory and be champions.
Addison is thrown overhead. She flies extra high while twisting and turning in mid-air before her teammates catch her. A shower of sparks falls onto the stage as the squad performs a series of perfectly synchronized lifts and flips. Ends with two elaborate multi-person pyramids. Addison beams. Her parents applaud excitedly. Announcers.
The Mighty Shrimp wins!
The Seabrook Cup is theirs!
shrimp mascot appears on stage blowing a trumpet. The trophy is retrieved from its case and presented to Addison. She runs to the front of the stage and holds up the trophy. Zed hugs Allie. The werewolves run onto the stage. Willa.
The aliens are liars. They've come to take what's ours. We should have never let Addison welcome in those outsiders.
Zed and the aliens approach the stage.
Step back, Zed.
The werewolves bare their fangs.
So much passion.
She wants to rip your heart out.
Aspen.
She can have it.
Bucky tries to grab the trophy.
Give me it, Addison. You want it. It's mine.
No!
Addison keeps it. She runs off the stage.
She's stealing the Seabrook Cup.
Go, 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 go!
Zed joins her. Willa.
Why is Addison helping those thieves?
She's a traitor!
Go. Bucky, the werewolves, and the rest of the cheer squad make chase. Zed and the others exit the building.
Three, there you are!
Allie holds the trophy.
Beam us up, militia! Now!
Wolves, attack!
Use our moonstone!
Swirling rings of light descend from the ship. They surround both the aliens and the werewolves.
Something's wrong! Critical systems failure!
The light beam disappears, leaving everyone behind. An angry crowd has gathered. Zed activates his wrist device and transforms into a zombie. Zoe also transforms. Zed and the werewolves face each other. Addison.
Enough!
Whoa!
Zed approaches Zoe.
You zombied out. You good?
Yeah. I don't know what you're up to, big brother, but I got your back.
Willa.
Yes, enough! This is your fault too, Addison. You let these aliens in and they lied to us. They betrayed us. You betrayed us. So you're either with us or...
With them? But I am them, Willa. I may be from Seabrook, but my grandma wasn't.
Addison's parents exchange a look.
I am...
She holds up her Luma lens.
An alien!
Addison holds out her arms and manifests a sphere of energy. It sparkles and whirls all around her. Energy disappears. Addison is now wearing one of the alien uniforms. Her hair is blue and she has silver embellishments on her temple. Aspen.
Addison is one of us.
Bonzo's girlfriend.
And she's amazing.
Addison.
Mom, Grandma Angie was an alien.
Her father.
But that's impossible. Missy, tell her it's impossible.
Dale, I'm so sorry.
Missy approaches Addison.
I know. Sweetie, I've always known.
You lied to me?
My parents thought that hiding was the best way to protect me. And you. Grandma always called you her most precious thing.
Wait. She said I was her what?
Aspen scans the trophy with a Luma lens.
No. No, no, the coordinates are not here. This is not the map.
That's because the map isn't a what. It's a who.
Addison holds up her palm. Aspen scans it with the lens, and a series of symbols appear.
Addison is our map.
Hornets are in her DNA. It's Rolo! You're the scouts, your grandmother's most precious thing.
Zed.
Yes! We found the map!
He rushes to hug Addison and gets zapped with electricity.
Okay. Let's figure that out later.
Yeah.
But this is great. Now you guys can record your coordinates and head back home. And Addison and I are headed to Mountain College together. I got it.
That's great, Zed!
They almost hug.
Yeah.
Allie.
But the map to Utopia is dynamic, constantly computing new units to guide our spaceship. It's not just some numbers.
And since Addison is our map...
She needs to come with us.
What?
No. No, you cannot take Addison.
Addison turns to Zed.
These are my people, Zed. They need me to survive. When the aliens leave, I'm going with them.
Zed swallows. Cheer squad members, werewolves, and others look at each other sadly. Daytime. An aerial view of Seabrook. In her bedroom, Addison places some framed family photos in a suitcase.
This is the hardest decision I've ever made, but I have to do what's right.
Her parents enter.
Addison,
There's something I have to share with you. I should have done this years ago. I just wish I was as strong as you.
Missy takes off a wig, revealing white hair.
You're beautiful, Mom. Sweetheart.
Dale.
I don't care what planet you're from. You're my family.
Missy.
Dale.
No, you can't leave, Addison. I'll mobilize the whole Z Patrol to stop you, please.
I'm sorry, Dad, but this is what I was meant to do.
Her mother smiles and nods, a group hug. Winter and Willa lean against a car, looking up at the alien ship. Wyatt joins them.
They're saying the alien ship is damaged. It might not survive a launch.
It's not totally our fault.
Winter.
We just wanted to stop them from leaving.
Willa.
Well, serves them right for lying to us.
We also lied when we first came here looking for the Moonstone.
Don't you get it? They are stealing from us. They're taking Addison.
She's choosing to go with them to save her people.
Well, I don't want her to go.
No matter how far away she goes, she'll always be a part of our pack, Willa.
Addison leaves her house, rolling her suitcase. The three aliens beam down and approach her. Allie.
With the reactor damage, there is a 67.9% chance that we will not have enough energy to leave orbit.
We must try. The longer we wait, the worse our odds.
Bonzo's girlfriend presents her with pom-poms.
Think of me when you use them. They're supposed to shake, not me.
I'll miss you, bestie.
Oh, I'll miss you, extraterrestrial.
To a group of cheerleaders.
We are the Mighty Strim. Couldn't be prouder.
And if you can't hear us, we'll cheer a little louder.
Zed approaches, carrying a duffel bag.
I don't want to leave, but the aliens need to find their home.
Yeah, I know. Which is why I'm coming with you!
What?!
Alan.
It is impossible, Zed.
Aspen.
Only our species is capable of space travel on the mothership.
Allie.
You'd be fried by our stardust energy in a minute.
Zed looks at Addison.
I was afraid we'd be separated by a couple hundred miles when you went to college.
Now we'll be galaxies away.
They touch fingertips. Zed gets zapped. From the ship.
Core reactor shutting down. Emergency systems activated.
We must leave now.
Even with our stardust power depleted, we must risk it.
A pickup van arrives with Bonzo at the wheel. It carries a large object covered with a tarp.
Bonzo! I got your license! Show off!
Allie.
My rage will not be contained. You will not stop us from getting to Utopia.
Wyatt.
We're actually here to help.
You can find an infinite power source to recharge our ship?
Willa.
Wolves!
The tarp is removed.
We'll let you borrow the Moonstone.
Winter.
Thought you might need a jump start.
The Moonstone is powerful, but it is harmful to our people.
What if they have an adapter?
Robot Eliza.
We just have to filter the Moonstone power through our Z-bands.
Aspen.
You all would sacrifice to help us?
Willa.
Wolves always have each other's back. And Addison's a part of our pack. Forever.
Addison smiles and nods. Robot Eliza.
Wyatt?
Yeah?
I like you too.
Awo.
They smile at each other. Aspen.
Transport us up, Mothership. All of us.
Light beams encircle the aliens, werewolves, and cheerleaders. They disappear. Aboard the ship, everyone works together. They quickly attach cords and wires using oversized alligator clips. Willa and Aspen attach some clips to the control panel, causing sparks. They smile triumphantly. Willa rushes off to help the others. Aspen gazes after her. Allie, Wyatt. Now, Bonzo takes one of the alligator clips and attaches it to the Moonstone cage. Wyatt attaches the other end to Robot Eliza. Sparks fly.
I told you, Wolf Tech doesn't play nice.
Then we're gonna need an organic conduit between the Moonstone and the mothership.
A panel in the floor rises up, revealing four cylinders. Alan.
Only our people can connect to the ship's Stardust reactor. But unfortunately, the Moonstone's power is lethal to us.
To Addison.
But your being half-human might just work. You'll be a living bridge.
Willa.
Addison can do it. Yes, she's an alien.
And a cheerleader.
Wyatt.
And a part of our pack.
Zed nods.
You were born for this.
Alan hands Addison one of the connectors. Zed.
Ready?
She nods. Allie hands her the other one. Bursts of bright energy engulf the room. Addison shakes as she holds the two connectors tightly. On her laptop, Eliza can see the ship's power increasing. Addison struggles to hold on, then she lets go of one of the connectors. It falls to the floor, and the ship's power fades.
I couldn't hold on! It's too much power!
We must reestablish the connection now, or all is lost.
Zed picks up the other connector.
Take my hand. The power can flow through me.
You'll be fine in a minute.
It's gonna be okay.
Addison takes Zed's hand, and the energy resumes, flowing through both of them. Eliza smiles to see the ship's power increasing. The intense energy causes Zed to transform into a zombie.
I'm so sorry.
The moonstone flashes and sparkles. Addison and Zed drop the connectors. The ship's power is restored.
Yes!
Aspen.
We're at full charge!
Mama's back!
We must launch now.
All right, preparing to take off.
Zed is holding Addison.
Doesn't hurt anymore.
I think I'm learning to control my powers.
The werewolves and cheerleaders race down a corridor.
Launch sequence, go!
Addison and Zed take off running. The others and the Moonstone are beamed away. Addison and Zed arrive at the transport chamber.
I love you, Zed.
I love you, too.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
To the end of the universe.
Maybe we'll meet again. Somehow.
Someday.
They kiss.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
They press their palms of one hand together.
2, 1.
Zed disappears, leaving Addison with her hand raised. Zed joins the others, who are all beamed back down to Seabrook. Addison lowers her hand and her head. Zed looks up and sees the spaceship disappear as a tiny speck in the night sky. Wyatt puts his arms around Willa and Winter.
Come on.
They walk away. One of the cheerleaders squeezes Zed's hand sympathetically. Then they all leave him. Zed turns and walks away. Later, from various locations, everyone looks up at the sky. Zed and Zoe.
I know it might be crazy, but did you hear the story?
I think I heard it vaguely.
A girl and a zombie.
Eliza.
Oh, tell me more, boy. Sounds like a fantasy. What could be so wrong with a girl and a zombie?
Willa.
You're from the perfect paradise. I'm living on the other side.
Wyatt.
Ooh, I got a feeling if you get to know me.
Winter.
Right from the start, you caught my eye. Something inside me came to life.
Addison.
Ooh, I got a feeling if you get to know me.
Addison and Zed.
Someday, this could be ordinary. Someday. Could we be something extraordinary? You and me side by side, out in the broad daylight. If they laugh, we'll say,
the werewolves.
We're gonna be someday, someday, someday. We're gonna be someday, someday, someday. We're gonna be someday.
A view of Addison looking out a window of the spaceship moves farther and farther away. Daytime. Students enter the high school.
Attention, Earthlings. This is your principal speaking. Addison may be gone, but today is a chance for the rest of us to reach for the stars as we throw our caps in the air at graduation this afternoon.
Here we go.
Zed's father adjusts Zed's tie, then rests his hands on his shoulders.
I am so proud of you, son. Thanks, Dad. I know. I miss her too.
They hug.
You'll be okay.
Wearing his graduation gown, Zed leaves the house. His friends are there, including Robot Eliza.
Well, 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 if it isn't our robot zombie valedictorian. So much for overthrowing the system.
I'm still gonna do that. From the inside.
Bonzo.
Riska Zuguru.
His girlfriend.
Yeah, I remember being so scared of all of you when we first met.
Zed.
And we were afraid of them.
Wyatt.
That fear only went away when we got to know each other.
Winter.
All because of Addison.
She was the first person to really see me.
And me.
Willa.
All of us.
Come on.
They head down the street. Aboard the ship, Addison looks out a window at a nearby planet. Alan.
Other ships almost calculated the coordinates to Utopia. She's having trouble extracting the coordinates from Addison's DNA. We've been stuck at 97% complete for a while.
Allie.
Come on, mothership!
Alan gives her a look. Allie takes a deep breath. She bangs the control panel.
That did it. Only a few more minutes now.
Aspen.
I've been thinking, why didn't your grandmother just tell us that you were the map? Why make her search so difficult?
Maybe she thought there was something to learn by staying in Seabrook for a while.
Addison touches the panel.
Accessing mind probe.
Flashbacks of Zed struggling to be accepted as a zombie at school.
I think there's something there, you know? Look, humans are bad, but cheerleaders are monsters.
Zed is tasered by police. Erica and Bonzo are arrested. Alan and Allie exchange a look. Next, a flashback of the werewolves poised to attack.
I will miss your friends. But not the discord in your people. In Utopia, we will never have conflict.
Flashback of Bonzo changing anti-zombie graffiti.
But sometimes you need conflict.
Need it?
Look what happened once we overcame our differences.
Flashback of Zed and Addison embracing.
You became friends.
We did. Together, we made progress.
Flashback of a sign reading Zombie Town welcomes Seabrook.
Conflict isn't always bad. Being challenged sometimes pushes us to be better.
This is true.
No one spoke up while our planet suffered. All because we didn't want to create disharmony.
And now our planet's gone.
Harmony isn't silence. Unity isn't sameness. Love is powerful. It can handle disagreements.
Addison's eyes widen.
I know where my grandma wanted her people to live. The most perfectly imperfect place there is.
Addison manipulates the control panel. A hologram of planet Earth appears.
Yes. You have found our new home.
Aspen.
Take us there, mothership.
Allie.
Please.
The ship begins to levitate. At night, outside the school, cheerleaders with Bucky.
How come you don't have alien hair like your grandmother?
Because I'm not an alien. I'm an ordinary person. An extraordinarily normal, fantastically fabulous, ordinary, awesome person.
Bucky, if you were different, you know we'd...
Mock me?
Accept you.
Oh.
Seabrook Kai's really gonna miss your awesomeness, Bucky.
Yeah. I'm really gonna miss me too.
Group hug. Then they head inside. Bonzo.
Riska. Zig Zagsits.
It is gonna be awesome when we're all at college. Leaving Seabrook isn't the end. It's the beginning.
Robot Eliza.
I miss Addison so much. I wish she could be here.
Zed.
Me too. We were gonna change the world.
They look up. The alien spaceship is overhead. Addison and the three aliens beam down in front of them.
You came back!
Zed kisses her.
Oh. You thought I was gonna let intergalactic space travel get in the way of graduating?
What about Utopia?
Seabrook is our Utopia.
But Seabrook isn't a perfect place.
Aspen.
It's not. It's messy, emotional.
Willa.
Full of surprises.
They smile at each other. Addison.
Where change can happen.
Where someday can be today.
From the ship.
What a perfect place to call home. Now I'm fine. I'm just one proud mothership. I love you kids. Party!
They head inside. Animated spaceships land all around Seabrook. Voiceovers.
So yeah, the aliens are moving into Seabrook.
Animated scenes of aliens levitating their moving boxes.
And even though our community is stronger than ever.
Animated friends of all species.
And we're breaking down barriers every day.
Animated Mountain College.
There's still more to learn.
A banner reads, "Welcome vampires."
So whatever the future holds for our monster of a town, we'll be ready for it. Because Seabrook's not about perfect, it's about progress. Which means we'll always welcome the unexpected.
Animated mermaids swim offshore. At the graduation party, Addison and Zed dance and sing.
They used to tell us don't be different. Don't you dare be strange. But if you want a chance to change the world,
you gotta dare to be the change.
Now we're a mess of contradictions. Just starting to make sense. And the feeling taking over, so it's...
The others join in. And Willa.
And sharing it, that's new. But the stars shine so much brighter. Now I'm sharing it with you. I can just be me, and you can be you too. And if we ever disagree, we'll just do like zombies do. Whoa! You make another beloved for you. And everything you do, another beloved for you. And anybody coming through, another beloved for you. We know you got it for us too.
They all hold their poses at the end of the dance, then break. Addison and Zed smile and wave. Addison blows a kiss. Aboard the ship, Bucky runs into the control room.
It's time to bring cheer to the farthest reaches of the galaxy.
He manipulates the control panel.
Shish, boom, bye-bye. Ha! I'm going to space.
Through a spaceship window, a view of Bucky doing a cartwheel.
I'm going to space, Mom!
A view of the whirling spaceship. Audio description created by Descriptive Video Works.